This next story will not be news to parents with kids of a certain age. It's about the persistence of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Fred Rogers died years ago, but the program that's now captivated generations of kids is still around. In fact, it inspired a spin-off, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. This animated show is now in its second season. Much of it is produced in Pittsburgh, Fred Rogers' hometown. That's where Erica Barris of member station WESA begins this story, in effect, in Mr. Rogers' real neighborhood.
There's no question kids love this show.
We're going to go to Miss Tina's office, and we're going to watch Daniel Tiger.
That's Lexi Schaefer's at Shady Lane Preschool in Pittsburgh. She's agreed to let me watch an episode with her students. My first question, who is Daniel Tiger?
Daniel Tiger is a cat.
He has stripes on him and on his ears.
He just lives in a house with his mom and dad and his little sister. He's just a tiger.
Daniel's a lot more than that. At least to kids like Teddy Weisberg, Avery Kendall, Nora Schlosser, and August Yost. He's their friend, a four-year-old who lives with his family. Some of his friends are animals, and some of them are humans. They're all based on characters from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That show had a puppet, Daniel Tiger. Now he's grown up, married, and has his own son, whom this new show is built around. Lexi Schaefer's grew up watching Mr. Rogers and sees the similarities.
Small things throughout the show, like his towel in the bathroom has the trolley on it, and his friends are all related to the characters from Mr. Rogers.
Fred Rogers taught kids not to be afraid
when
of new things.
Something new, let's talk about.
Four-year-old
we'll
Daniel
do.
Tiger learns that same lesson with Mom Tiger.
When we do something new, like go to school. Let's talk about what we'll do.
Both Mr. Rogers and Daniel wear red cardigan sweaters and sneakers. Even the music is similar.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
All that pays off with these 3 and 4-year-olds and millions more. The show gets 36 million video streams a month.
Hi, neighbor. It's me. Daniel Tiger. I just had breakfast.
But I'm still in my pajamas. Let's play Super Daniel.
They know that he's a tiger on the show, but I think that they also relate to him as a boy that is their age. That's who he is to them. He's somebody like them.
Somebody like them, which is what Fred Rogers was to generations of children. One of them was Angela Santomero, who grew up to create these new adventures with Daniel Tiger.
I like to think that he embodies Fred in a lot of ways, but he truly is his own character.
It is hard. What about me?
Daniel, in the episode the preschoolers are watching, Daniel Tiger has a new baby sister.
There's time for you and baby too.
Singing song musical strategies that are cute and repetitive and rhyming and have all these little nuances that a commercial jingle could have, but they're all about feelings.
Back in the 90s, Santomero's first success was Blue's Clues, which took cues from Mr. Rogers. And then one day, she got to meet her hero.
I was just definitely enamored and went over to him and said, in my New York way, you know, I just want you to know the whole reason I went into television was because of you. And I truly hope that what I do for kids, has a little bit of an impact of what you have for millions of kids around the world. And he just said, what's your name? Let's slow down. Let's start over.
They forged a friendship. A few years later, after Roger's death, his company contacted her about creating a new show. Santomero says social and emotional learning through television is essentially a marriage between child development theory and theory of how kids learn from media. The goal is to mirror for millions of children what Lexi Schaefer's does in the classroom.
Does Daniel Tiger do anything on the show that might help you to play better with your baby sister?
Yes.
Like what?
Like sharing things. Like
sharing. The show has lessons she can build on with her students.
Daddy and mommy having the baby with them when he wanted to talk or wanted to play?
No.
What did he have to do?
He had to wait.
He had to wait. He could do plenty of time for baby and time for you.
Mr. Rogers couldn't have said it better himself. For NPR News, I'm Erica Barris in Pittsburgh.